This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a tete-a-tete with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Tel Aviv, Israel today. The two leaders reviewed the full spectrum of the India-Israel bilateral relations and discussed expanding cooperation in areas such as water management, agriculture, technology and more. The Prime Minister said in a social media post that he had an excellent meeting with Mr. Netanyahu. Addressing the Israeli Parliament, the Knesset in Jerusalem, Mr. Modi said, "It is a privilege and an honour to stand before the distinguished House." He extended the greetings of 1.4 billion Indians and the message of friendship, respect and partnership to the gathering. Prime Minister Modi offered condolences for the lives lost during the barbaric terrorist attack by Hamas on the 7th of October. He said Indians feel their pain and share their grief. He added that India stands firmly with Israel with full conviction in this moment and beyond. The Prime Minister said no cause can justify the murder of civilians and nothing can justify terrorism. He said India has also endured the pain of terrorism for a long time. He mentioned the 26/11 Mumbai attacks and the innocent lives lost, including Israeli citizens. He said India has a consistent and uncompromising policy of zero tolerance for terrorism with no double standards. He added that terrorism aims to destabilize society, to block development and to erode trust. He emphasized that countering terrorism requires sustained and coordinated global action because terror anywhere threatens peace everywhere. The Prime Minister stressed that this is why India supports all efforts that contribute to durable peace and regional stability.
No cause can justify the murder of civilians. Nothing can justify terrorism. India has also endured the pain of terrorism for a long time. We remember the 26/11 Mumbai attacks and the innocent lives lost, including Israeli citizens like you. We have consistent and uncompromising policy of zero tolerance for terrorism with no double standards. Terrorism aims to destabilize society, to block development and to erode trust. Countering terrorism requires sustained and coordinated global action.
Mr. Modi said there is great admiration in India for Israel's resolve, courage and achievements. He called Prime Minister Modi a great friend of Israel and a great champion of the Indian-Israeli alliance. Mr. Netanyahu described Prime Minister Modi as not just a friend but a brother. He emphasized that trade between the two countries has doubled, cooperation has tripled and mutual understanding has quadrupled, signalling a deepening partnership between Israel and India. Earlier today, Prime Minister Modi received a ceremonial welcome upon his arrival. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, along with his wife Sarah Netanyahu, welcomed Mr. Modi at the airport. The External Affairs Ministry said in a social media post that this is Prime Minister Modi's second visit to Israel in 9 years. The recording of the Prime Minister's speech delivered in the Parliament of Israel will be broadcast at 22:10 on FM Gold Channel. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today emphasised the government's determination for expanding the capacity of indigenous defence industry for both local production and exports under Atmanirbhar Bharat and the crucial role played by Indian diplomats in realising the vision. Addressing the trainee officers of the Indian Foreign Service at South Block in New Delhi, Mr. Singh stated that India has traversed a long distance from being a major importer of defence equipment to a manufacturer and exporter of platforms in all domains. In hockey, India finished their Hobart segment of the FIH Men's Pro League 2025-26 on a positive note with a 3-1 shootout victory against Australia, earning the bonus point. Shilanand Lakra scored for India in the 51st minute, while captain Jeremy Hayward put Australia on the scoreboard in the 49th minute. And with that, we end this news bulletin.